We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles right tackle Dennis Kelly. Rookie from Purdue, fifth-round draft pick. What a wild and woolly rookie season it has been for you. We spoke before the New Orleans game, and that was your first start,
right?
And it was kind of like moving really fast for you at that time. Has the whole world slowed down a little bit for you now that you're in one place?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, the New Orleans game was difficult. They brought a lot of different looks, a lot of blitzes, and like you said, it definitely seemed to...
experience, I mean, not the game itself.
Yeah, exactly.
You were starting a guard at that time.
Yeah, it was definitely a quick tempo, to say the least. And, you know, I have some experience now. You know, I'm playing a tackle where I think I feel a little bit more comfortable, more natural. So, yeah, I guess you could say it seems like it's slowed down a little bit. I feel a lot more confident.
What kind of feedback are you getting from Howard and from Eugene? And and when you watch yourself, what are you seeing?
You know, the coaches are saying good things. You know, they say that it kind of looks like it's, you know, really starting to come together with me. Like, I kind of got past that, I used to say, the stage of being scared or, you know, Howard likes to use the words paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Yeah, when you go out and go up against a guy and you start thinking too much and it's like, okay, well, if he's going to do this, instead of actually just doing what I'm supposed to do and that takes care of everything. So, you know, I got past that kind of wall, I guess you could say. And, you know, I think on film I look a lot better. You know, I think I'm playing at a pretty decent level right now,
good,
and hopefully I can build on it.
Sunday against the Cowboys, it was Anthony Spencer on that side, and the offense had its best game of the year, and Bryce had a huge game, and a lot of the runs came to your side. I mean, talk about the experience of playing in a very good pass rusher, a very good player in Anthony Spencer.
You know, it's actually kind of neat because at Purdue, a lot of the guys that were there when I was younger played with him while he was there, and so they, you know, tell all these, you know, great stories about him and what he was able to do, and so being able to go up against him, you know, and fare pretty well is kind of, you know, exciting for me because it's kind of one of the guys you, while starting in college, kind of like, okay, that's the type of guy that, you know, you kind of want to be able to go up against. And, you know, being able to have the game, you know, offensively, like Bryce's game, and, you know, having that success is definitely very exciting.
Is it, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it's just, is it intimidating when you're a rookie and you're kind of thrown out there to the wolves?
I guess you could say that, but at the same time, you have to go with it. You know, it's why you play the game. You know, and they wouldn't throw me into the situation if they didn't think I was ready. And so you have to take that and kind of believe in it and, you know, and trust it. And so, well, yeah, I guess you could say, you know, being thrown into situations going against some of the best players in the, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it could be intimidating for some people.
Are they nasty to you, these veterans?
No, it works out that I've, you know, played up against a couple guys from Purdue, you know, with Kerrigan and Spencer, so there was a little bit of a similarity there. And but the guys haven't been too rough on me.
Okay, well, they've been respectful to the young man. Where have you come the most here? We look at the training camp. I mean, I think you've maybe gotten a little stronger since then. You feel like your body, even though you're playing a lot, look like you got some guns now that not that you didn't have them then.
Right.
You look like you've been putting some time in the weight room.
Yeah, I definitely feel good about our weight program, especially in season. I definitely feel, if anything, you know, I feel leaner. You know, I feel like I'm maintaining my strength, if not, you know, gaining a little bit. So yeah, I definitely think I look better, especially coming from, you know, the summer. But, yeah, I feel good, and, you know, I got my hair cut, too, so it's not as ragged.
Hey, Dennis, are you to the point where you feel good about being nasty and physical and just kind of beating up on people out there, or are you more of a finesse guy?
You know, I like to, you know, when we get to play and I get that confidence level, I do like to kind of be a jerk on the field. Not being dirty or anything, but being one of the guys that, you know, is blocking until it kind of annoys the defender to where he gets too frustrated, kind of flustered out of his game. And, you know, playing a little bit better, I build my confidence a little bit. I feel a little bit more capable of doing that. I don't feel like it's, you know, I'm not focusing on, okay, you have to play better this play. It's okay, you can kind of expand your game a little bit.
Right.
And like I said, just try and get in their heads a little bit.
Yeah, is the footwork and the technique all, is it kind of second nature to you now?
Yeah, it's definitely come along a lot better. I actually think playing guard helped me with my tackle set, kind of broke it down for me a little bit in a different way, and yet they were still very similar, so I was able to, you know, transfer it very well, and it definitely feels a lot more natural, and it feels like it is coming second nature.
Everybody has kind of their moment where they are, they get over that hump, and they just know that they can play at a high level in the league. Is there a moment that you'd point to that you'd say, you know, going in, you knew you could do it, now you have done it,
right,
and now you will continue to do it? Is there a game or a moment or a series or whatever?
I think it was, you know, playing a tackle going up against Kerrigan, you know, especially at Purdue. He was such a great player at the college level, and he's done very well for himself, you know, in the NFL. And, you know, being that the first game and playing very well against him, I think that definitely was the game where it said, you know, you can compete against, you know, the best players in the league and, you know, do well for yourself.
How's Nick been to work with? And he seems very supportive of everything the offensive line does. It's such a young group. You guys are all growing up together.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's doing a fantastic job. You know, he's definitely, he's being the same person he was when he first got here. He's, you know, obviously he's still very hardworking, but he still likes to have a lot of fun, and he brings a lot of fun to the huddle and to the offensive group, and it's, you know, he's doing a great job.
This week it's Michael Bennett, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are ranked first in the NFL against the run. What have you seen on film from Bennett?
You know, very good player. He's definitely a try-hard kind of guy. You know, they do a lot of movement, so it's definitely something you have to be ready for. And, you know, he does a very good job with, you know, being, he's a very strong player, and he has a couple moves that are something you have to look out for, so it's definitely going to be, you know, another challenge this weekend.
You're too young to even really get all the commotion that's happened this year. I mean, this is a 3-9 team. There's been changes on the coaching staff. How do you block all that stuff out?
You know, you just have to, I think Howard says it best, you just do your job. There's some things that are going down that, you know, we really don't have any control over. And so, I mean, people do their jobs and they handle their situation, and so that's just the way you have to approach it, to just worry about, you know, yourself, the offensive line, in that situation.
You love being in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, best part of it is?
You get to play a game for a living.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people kind of look past that. And, you know, if you get to you play football, you get to play a sport, you get to enjoy it, you're around great guys, and it's just the overall atmosphere is, you know, a fantastic thing.
Have you enjoyed Philadelphia? Have you gotten around to seeing the city and checked it out, the nightlife and all the fun stuff?
Yeah. The city's, it's a lot of fun. You know, there's always something going on, which is very neat. You know, it's similar to Chicago in the way it's, you know, set up. And so, yeah, I definitely enjoy it here.
Have you spent a lot of time in Chicago growing up? Did you grow up in Chicago?
Yeah, I was south suburbs of Chicago, so I was probably about, you know, half hour away with traffic and everything like that. So I definitely didn't, you know, spend a lot of time going up to baseball games, kind of Navy Pier, a lot of the attractions. And, you know, that city's very fun. And I can definitely, like I said, see a lot of similarities.
So listen, Sunday's a big one, Tampa Bay road game, another road crowd to deal with.
Right.
Everything really seems to be coming together on the offense. I mean, it must be to the point where you're really excited now to go out there and have success, because you're starting to, you can feel the success coming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something, you know, we're building confidence, and it's something with the offense. When that happens, you kind of, like you said, get excited to go up against, you know, play the next game. Kind of show that, you know, it's not a fluke or the other team played bad, is that we're doing well. And, you know, especially going up against the number one rush defense, it's definitely something we look forward to, you know, to go up against them. You know, show that, you know, we are coming together, we are doing well.
You're the man. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Have a good lunch.
Thanks.
All right, you're a healthy eater?
Absolutely.
You're not just a pile it on?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Really? I'm a big burger guy. Dennis Kelly in studio. Thanks for coming in on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.